and global. I want to talk to Tom Burke now, who's an environmentalist and former government advisor on the environment. Tom, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
I'm a bit of a classic on this, I suspect. I'm one of those ones that I'm neither one thing nor another. But when great and worthy experts come on and tell me that climate change is happening, I tend to sort of flow that way. And when I've got somebody that says stuff and nonsense, I sort of go that way. So I wonder if you can guide me.
Well, all I'd say is you're always going to have somebody who says dissents from the consensus. That's always going to be true. So you look at the volume. If you can't tell yourself on the facts and on the science, look at the volume. 99% of all the scientists who study climate change say that climate change is happening and it's very bad for us. But not only 99% of all the scientists, but 190-odd governments around the world also agree that it's a problem that we must do something about. They're not being anything like as urgent as they should be. All the science, the academies of science around the world all say the same thing. So you can always find somebody who will tell you not to worry, not to bother, it's not a problem. There's always going to be one.
Well, perhaps the argument, Tom, is not served by people who sort of look like they're jumping on the bandwagon a little bit. And when I see Ed Miliband in The Observer today, and he's talking about how climate change is undeniable, the science is clear and all the rest of it, it just seems a little bit opportunistic to me, and I think that's probably why, being a bit of a cynic, I turn off a little bit. Do you understand that?
Well, I certainly understand being a bit of a cynic about the motives and motivations of politicians. I think that's, you're exactly wise to be like that. But Ed Miliband has been saying this for a long time.
Yes.
It's not that he's just said this because there are floods. He's been saying this for certainly.
Yes, he's been consistent, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, actually, funnily enough, it's the Prime Minister is also saying today that, look, we've got to expect more of this. Now, there was a time when he hugged that husky because he thought the climate was changing, and he's sort of been a bit AC/DC on it over the last little while, but I was interested to hear him come out this morning and say that, look, we've got to expect more of this. Well, that's right, that's exactly what the climate scientists have been saying. If you like, these events are the trailer for climate change, a movie. And if you don't like what's happening in these events, you definitely won't like what happens if we do nothing about it.
Are we okay? You've got a minute, Tom. It's a tricky one. I mean, can you give us sort of two or three areas where, in our everyday lives, we're actually supposed to do something about this?
Yeah, the first thing that everybody can do and save money at the same time is improve the efficiency with which they use energy. If you use energy more efficiently, then you will save money, but you will also